Today is September the 14th, 2:35 p.m. I'm your host, David Lona. Today, the Body Show. Let's talk body talk. I have a special guest in-house. Her name's Monique DeVille. She is here. Hello, Monique. How are you?
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Monique's going to be talking about skincare today. She is a professional esthetician. So let's have some questions for Monique. Here we go.
Okay.
So, Monique, how long have you been an esthetician?
I've been an esthetician for 7 years. I started working in dermatology in 2008 as a medical assistant. And then I just decided, you know, this industry is interesting. So I went deeper and I got my license, my California license, and started from there.
That sounds great. So how long have you been the owner of your own practice?
I've been the owner of my own practice since 2010. I started out doing mobile facials, so I would go to people's houses and do facials right in their own bedrooms, kitchens, outside, whatever. And then I realized that not everyone can afford a mobile facial because it's a lot of carrying and lugging. So I decided to open my own place in 2012 so I could bring more affordable services to my current clients and also future clients.
That sounds great. Can you explain what an esthetician is? Because I know some of the listeners, they don't know what an esthetician is.
True. A lot of people ask me that when I tell them what I do. And an esthetician, pretty much, in a nutshell, is a practitioner of cosmetic treatments in skin and body care. So when it comes to exfoliation, when it comes to microdermabrasion, waxing, peels, body scrubs, anything that comes with beauty or cosmetic treatments, an esthetician can perform. Under a state license, of course.
So what an esthetician does is they treat the skin.
Pretty much, yeah, treat the skin. Anything on the upper epidermal layer, which is pretty much your skin.
So what are some of the treatments that you apply?
Well, some of the treatments I do, it definitely varies per client. I do chemical peels and also customized skin treatments. Peels that I do was TCA, trichloric acetic acid, which is a common peel used even in derm offices, where we apply the solution and it makes the skin peel in a couple of weeks, bringing in new cells and clearing up a lot of problematic skin types.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the products that you use on people's faces.
Well, some of the products I use ranges from PCA, Physician's Choice Alliance, and Image skincare products, which are really good for all different skin types. You know, when it comes to sun damage, when it comes to acne, discoloration, dehydration, all of these products work great in unison to correct the skin.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So, what are some of the challenges that you've dealt with dealing with patients?
Some of the challenges I've dealt with when dealing with patients is mainly, you know, the dehydration. A lot of people don't drink water. It's surprising how many people will drink 10 ounces of water a day and feel it's okay. So I deal with a lot of dry skin types, especially in Southern California. Pigmentation is a big one because with pigmentation, you know, you have those spots, those marks on your face that just don't go away. Either from you picking, a lot of people will pick their acne, or even sun damage. So that's a big one.
So picking your face is not a good thing to do, right?
Yeah, it's just a no-win battle right there. So if you pick your skin, just expect the mark to stay there for a long time.
So can you explain some of the common problems that people have on their skin?
Some of the most common problems, again, you know, pigmentation, dehydration. Acne skin from adolescent to even adult acne, which is really common. And I think with acne, it can come from environmental, but also hormonal. So there's certain ways to combat that. So I usually read the person's skin and formulate a protocol that can help them out to at least calm down this inflammation, which is acne.
Right. So often should a patient receive facials?
How often a patient should receive facials? You know, we all have busy lives, you know, and I wish everyone can come in once a month. But usually I say never go past 2 months because then it really doesn't help out when it comes to trying to fix an issue, especially when it comes to acne, dehydration, pigmentation. So I usually tell them every month, but, you know, if not, try not to go past 2 months.
So you're recommending a facial every month or every 2 months?
Well, it just depends on the skin type. You know, some people are just doing it mainly for maintenance. So for maintenance, you can go 2 months. You can even stretch it to three. But if you're dealing with a specific problem that you're trying to take care of, I would say monthly is optimal.
Right.
You know?
So can you give some tips to our listeners on how to care for their skin?
Sure. You know, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money in order to have good skin care. You know, a lot of the products we have that we use derive from things that you can find in your own kitchen. So there's one that I recommend to everyone, that's baking soda scrub. And people are like, whoa, baking soda.
Right, baking soda.
Right. So with baking soda, usually I tell them to apply, just put a little bit of baking soda in the palm of your hand, mix it with water, and make it into a paste.
Is the water supposed to be warm or cold?
Usually I like it to be warm, but not too hot. You know, the skin doesn't like heat. So I like to have it more on the warm side. Sprinkle a little water into the baking soda, make it into a paste, and just do a nice scrub once or even three times a week. It's really good to open up the skin and calm down oil production.
I had a question for you. Do you think that pillows might kind of like enhance people's acne?
Yeah, you know, actually, I was just talking to a client about that the other day. She's having breakouts on one side of her face. And usually when breakouts are happening on one side of the face, I have to think of something more environmental. So I asked her a couple of questions, and come to find out, you know, she doesn't change her pillowcase as often as she should. It should be changed twice a week.
Wow.
And also, she wears her hair down.
I haven't changed mine in about a month.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. You might want to fix that. You might want to fix that, yeah, because, you know, all of that oil from your hair while you're sleeping gets right back into your pores, because that's when your skin is most active, is at night. So.
Wow, and I can imagine people who have weaves.
Yeah. If you have weaves, then you better make sure you have a weekly maintenance of that and change that pillowcase. That's for sure.
That's awesome. Well, see, mm-hmm. There you go, listeners. Get some tips on how to take care of your skin. So I do have this question for you. Mm-hmm. What do you foresee for yourself in the future of this rewarding job that you have as an esthetician?
Well, you know, I mean, I just want to be able to work on a lot of different demographics. You know, so I do travel up north. I would like to establish something up north and down south, as well as build up my team for more mobile facials and microdermabrasions, because it seems like, you know, everybody wants something delivered, so why not have this? So I am looking forward to building up my team of professionals and getting something started with that.
So when you mean mobile, are you planning to have like a big truck, like a food truck, but as for an esthetician?
No, actually, all of the equipment I have is compacted. So it's not like I have big equipment, but I have equipment that's mobile, so I'm able to go to people's houses, set up table, treatment area, and have everything, have a mobile spa right in their own kitchen, living room, or wherever they would like.
So you do have, sometimes hold parties, right?
Yes, I do.
Can you talk, you know, elaborate on that?
Sure. Well, with the parties, usually I have parties from up to 5 to 10 people, and I do 30 minute treatments per person, and that can incorporate peels and microdermabrasion. So those are my two main things. I do anti-aging facials as well. So it just depends on what the group wants. Before I get down there, I make sure I talk to them about what they want to achieve.
What are some of the biggest groups you've held?
Oh, man. The biggest group I've held was like 16 people. 16 people, all microdermabrasions.
Wow, were you able to get them all done?
Yeah, I was. It took me, you know, like around five, six hours. But, you know, with me, I love what I do. So I'll just keep going until I'm done, you know.
You just get into it. Was that like a 16-hour work day?
Yeah, almost. almost. You almost have it there. Because, of course, I just don't send people on their way. I give them advice, treatment, you know, so it's more of a concierge service when it comes to what I do for people and their skin.
That's amazing. So where can listeners find you?
Well, listeners can find me. I do have birdofparadiseskintherapy.com. That's my website.
Can you please repeat that again?
Sure, sure. It's birdofparadiseskintherapy.com. I also have an IG account, which is Bird of Paradise Skin Therapy, and on Facebook like page, Bird of Paradise.
There it is for all the listeners. Well, Monique, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this experience.
That's awesome, man. This is David again reporting for KPCRadio.com.
Awesome. Thank you.